This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Matthew Judon, good Lord. I mean, what did he do?
He broke the internet. I mean, it's still trending right now. Look at the Twitter trends.
Good gosh. Like, yeah. Figgy, is it that serious?
Yeah. I mean, you know it's serious when hip-hop blogs start picking it up and running with it.
What are they saying about him?
They just saying he don't like mac and cheese. That's like a headline, yeah.
What is he, Clayton Bigsby?
Who's Clayton Bigsby?
713-572-4610.
Who's Clayton Bigsby?
Don't worry about it. You drop these references on me. I don't know. Don't worry about it.
And when you ask, I tell you.
You don't know about Clayton Bigsby? That's a you
and
thing.
And when you say, who's that? What do? I tell you who that person is.
He's getting treated like Clayton Bigsby.
All right.
He's a character on a pretty damn good show.
Clayton Bigsby. Okay, that's Clayton. I know who it is. I don't watch.
He's the black-white supremacist on Chappelle's show.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to talk about Dave Chappelle? Is he still alive?
Has he been canceled?
Yeah, did he get canceled?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I didn't even know that was that character's name.
I think he might be safe.
He might be safe. Good. I love Dave.
I love Dave, but I didn't even know that was the name.
Clayton Bigsby.
Yeah.
Show us your face! Show us your face! Here is Matthew Judon and what he said to get the Samuel L. Jackson in Django and Clayton Bigsby treatment yesterday during New England Patriots media availability.
All right, well, I'm not even going to answer your question. I'm going to tell you, we got to get macaroni and cheese off the table. All right, guys, it's just cheese and noodles. It's just cheese and noodles, and it's not that good. Probably one of the most overrated dishes, but my favorite is dressing. I do love dressing, but get a macaroni and cheese off the table, and it'd be a much better Thanksgiving for everybody in the house.
I feel pretty strongly about that.
Yeah, I have never liked macaroni and cheese. Every time I try it, it's the same thing, and it's never going to change, and it's never going to get better, and it's disgusting. Get it off the table. If you want to have a good Thanksgiving, don't cook macaroni and cheese. They know not to put it on my plate.
Look, I'm not going to tell someone what they should and shouldn't like because it's subjective. I'll just say what I like and react. But I do think that there are some things and some dishes, like some Thanksgiving dishes, that the range of quality is a little bit smaller and it can only be so good. Like green bean casserole can only be so good to me.
Exactly.
But there, when it comes to the widest range, I think even with turkey, there is such a wide range of mac and cheese that I don't think that it all tastes the same.
I gotta be honest,
you can say that at all like that.
Whenever I hear that somebody's making mac and cheese, in my mind I go, okay, what kind is it gonna be? Is it gonna have that little crust on top? You know, some people put like Parmesan or whatever, or some sort of breading crust. Is it going to be like fancy? Like I've had, the crab, lobster, mac and cheese, whatever. Or is it going to be good old fashioned? I mean, you can do a lot with it. It's funny you say
types
that. Because when I first heard him say, I was like, this is a guy that clearly has not had good mac and cheese. You know?
Yeah.
He's had it out of the box.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I like. But, yeah. I mean, it's not good mac and cheese.
When it sucks, like when it's at its worst, what is the worst Thanksgiving dish? Because you can make some good green bean casserole, but when it is at its worst.
Outside of turkey, because an overcooked turkey is the worst. It's dry.
But I think you can make it do what it do with some gravy.
Put gravy on it, yeah. Yeah. So
stuffing.
Standalone, at its worst, which is also dry when it's not
stuffing
well.
Done wrong is depressing.
I'm trying to think. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I could add to that list. Like, at its worst, it's bad. I'll say this, and some people just don't like these in general. But, you know, good Brussels sprouts are awesome. Bad Brussels sprouts are trash. The spectrum on Brussels sprouts.
Are Brussels sprouts a thing?
Oh, yeah.
At Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
They are?
Yeah. At their best, they're like top 6, 7 maybe on your plate.
Top what?
5, 6, 7, somewhere in there. At their worst, they're like 19th. Brussels sprouts. I hate bad Brussels sprouts. So that's the only thing I could add to what you said. But stuffing, turkey would be the worst.
Nick Caserio, general manager of the Houston Texans. In case you didn't know, he eats healthy. Here is Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, talking to Nick Caserio, the GM of your Houston Texans, about his Thanksgiving. Could I call it a spread? What do you call this?
Not really a spread.
About his food.
What are you going to ask me what I eat on Thanksgiving?
Of course we are. Is it tofurkey?
We actually, so usually what we do, it's just the five of us, just my wife and our three girls and our dog, and sometimes we have, whether it's my wife's mother, you know, if she's able to do it. But we kind of do our own Thanksgiving dinner. And our oldest is very involved in the, I would say, preparation of the food, setting the table. And we have our own little traditions. But I'm basic turkey, cranberries, and a little salad. And then some butternut squash. So that's about the extent of it.
Okay, hold on.
You can have the stuffing and everything.
Did you just
else.
Say basic turkey, cranberry, and salad?
Salad.
And some butternut squash
those
soup.
Words, that just come out of your mouth.
I'll say this. I'll try a little pumpkin pie, maybe.
All right. That's nice. So.
I'm not sure he does that last part, by the way. You think he was trying to, like, you know, kind of elevate his game a little bit there. So, I'll have a little pumpkin pie. You think
that was him trying to be on the wild
side.
Yeah,
you think he does? Let's picture that plate in your mind's eye. Dry turkey. Well, it might have been moist turkey, but no gravy. You know, turkey, cranberries. What do you say?
Squash.
Salad.
Yeah.
And butternut squash soup. Are you in the hospital?
What is butternut squash?
Your Thanksgiving dinner, if you are laid up in the hospital, is better than that.
No, for sure.
Like what they bring you on the little bitty trays?
No doubt.
Is better than that.
No doubt. Butternut squash soup?
I don't know.
What is that? I've never even heard of that.
I've had butternut squash.
Have you ever heard of butternut squash soup?
That's something that's probably just in the Caserio household.
Is it a Boston thing? Is it an East Coast thing?
Hell no.
That's a Caserio thing.
That's a Caserio thing?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Disgust me, Nick. And I love Nick.
Here's the other thing. You know he doesn't put salt on his food.
I don't either. I don't like salt.
I only do when it needs to, but I'm saying, like, no spices per se, just like, it's fine just like that.
And then there's always the guy, like Nick Caserio acts like when he takes a pumpkin pie, they basically just did a shot of heroin. Like everyone thinks he's like the craziest SOB.
A little pumpkin pie.
Oh,
you wild man.
All right, I guess I'll try it.
No instincts. That person who, the person who eats like Nick Caserio is always the person where, like, everybody's eating healthy, but they'll talk about, are everybody's eating like crap? And he'll talk about like it's almost like they're doing crystal meth.
Yeah.
Screw it. Put some whipped cream on there. I'll do it.
All right. Let's go in.
You only live once. Put the whipped cream on.
Somebody texted, no wonder they eat Thanksgiving by themselves.
Seriously.
It's just,
seriously.
It's just me and the girls.
Seriously. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Here's Patrick Mahomes talking about his habits. This was on 610 out there in KC.
Everybody always talks about you put ketchup on everything, bro. Tell me you don't put ketchup on turkey.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. You got to put ketchup on that. Turkey and ham.
Get the hell out of here. You're joking, right? You don't really. On the Thanksgiving turkey, you put ketchup on it?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on. You know me better than that.
All right, whatever.
I don't believe that. Lie. Sorry, Patrick.
Cap.
Because I'm sure, I believe 100% that he puts ketchup.
Proud of me for that one, Faith.
That he puts ketchup on a lot of things, including steak, which is gross. But I think that is a result of him getting the, is it Hunt's ketchup endorsement? I think he has, is it Hunt's or Heinz? I don't know.
I think he got a Hunt's deal.
That's how good the endorsement is working on me.
Yeah, I think he got a Hunt's deal.
Yeah.
That was his thing. There we go. Hot takes all over. Figgy, you're almost through it, man. I know these bother you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figgy hates these Thanksgiving hot takes. He does.
Really?
He's
pretty hot on the mac and cheese, though.
Yeah, but
Figgy. Yeah, I feel like people just trying to throw something out there.
Figgy's like a Kanye fan.
What's the most unique thing? What's your...
When he's not cool, Figgy likes him. And then when he gets popular, Figgy says,
it's gone too mainstream.
I feel like people doing too much, man.
What is the outside the box in your family dish? Because I said mine last year and you rolled your eyes, but it's ridiculously good. And a lot of people had my back on it. We have oyster dressing. We have regular dressing.
Oh, my God.
And oyster dressing.
Yeah.
It's so freaking good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, we don't really have anything outside the box. It's pretty much just bland, like the dressing.
Like the running, not straightforward, I should say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't have anything like that?
No. The pretzel.
Well, yeah, that's good.
Strawberry pretzel dessert. That's it. That's all we got. Oyster dressing, okay.
Ooh, baby. It's just like regular dressing, but with oysters in it. Ridiculous.
It's just like regular dressing, but with oysters in it.
Yeah, we have the regular dressing, and then we have dressing with oyster dressing.
I kind of want to try that.
It's so good.
I want to try
that. It's so good.
John Lopez, Texans types of people that will be at Thanksgiving dinner, and a little Wednesday future tripping next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.